WTAW News Time, 6 minutes after 8, the temperature is 77. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather, follow us at news. Presented by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. I'm Bill Oliver. College Station emergency responders went to a crash on Texas Avenue in front of the Goodyear store between Deacon and Harvey Mitchell. This was about 20, 25 minutes ago. Listeners have reported you can get through, but you'll have to deal with down power lines and a broken water main, according to a tweet from the city of College Station. Next year's Bryan School District budget's one of two topics at a special meeting that's underway at the Bryan Best Western. The agenda also includes a consultant leading a goal-setting workshop and the possibility of meeting in executive session. Meantime, when school resumes in the newly realigned Bryan District next month, it'll be with the same number of school resource officers. At last week's monthly business meeting, the board unanimously agreed with the deployment as described by Assistant Superintendent Amy Draws.
Our plan is that we would have one at SFA in Davila, but one would not be permanently assigned to the 5-6 campuses at this time. So there'd be one at each of those. And then we have one that would be shared between Bryan Collegiate, MC Harris, DAEP, that group, and then two each at the comprehensive high schools, Rutter High School and Bryan High School.
The 8th SRO will visit Bryan's new intermediate schools as well as visit elementary buildings. And Draw says the Bryan Police Department, which provides the SROs, is receptive to some other ideas to increase exposure inside BISD schools. The longest serving member of the Bryan School Board, David Stasny, has filed for his 10th term. Also up for election this November is the board's newest member, Julie Harlan, who was appointed last November to fill an unexpired term. According to her Facebook page, Dr. Harlan intends to seek a full term. Other incumbents who filed yesterday on the first day of the filing period, one of two incumbents for the College Station School Board, Michael Schaefer, he's seeking his second term. This year's other opening on the CSISD board is currently held by Valerie Yokin. There will be at least two new members to the College Station City Councils. Blanche Brick and Julie Schultz are completing their second consecutive terms. Linda Harvell, who's completing the final year of an unexpired term, filed yesterday for her first full term. The first to file for Schultz's seats, former Councilman John Nichols, who left the governing body last year to run for mayor. Both incumbents to the Bryan City Council have filed for re-election. Greg Owens, serving single-member District 3 since 2012 when he won a special election to fill an unexpired term. Mike Sutherland's running again for single-member District 4. Sutherland also part of the Bryan New Directions Political Action Committee that continues to solicit signatures to ask voters to make 10 changes to the city charter. Deadline to submit those petitions August 1st. The last College Station city budget with the input of City Councilwoman Julie Schultz is going to be difficult.
Talking about the budget workshop, you say there need to be some cuts. Where are we going to cut?
I have no idea.
On the Infomaniac, Schultz says the council has to look at the real cost of doing things.
I'm rolling off, you know, termed out in November, but I'm still really concerned from a citizen standpoint about how do we spend our money and are we really getting the best bang for our buck? Are we wasting any money anywhere that we can use for these projects? Okay.
Schultz and other council members also expecting to consider an increase in College Station's property tax rate in next year's budget. Observant drivers in College Station have noticed crepe myrtle trees being cleared from the middle of Texas Avenue between George Bush and University. Marshall Wallace with the city says the trees were removed as part of their replacing foundations and walls in the median.
Basically, what we're doing is we've gone in and removed all the old ones. We're doing some foundation work underneath. And then we're going to go back and replace all the walls with the walls like from Harvey South, the newer style wall, the newer blocks.
Wallace says new trees will be planted this fall to fill the reconstructed islands. WTAW News Time, 10 minutes after 8, news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Your home should have an electrical inspection every 10 years, or every 5 if it's over 30 years old. Are you due? Call the trusted pros at Gilmore Electric Express to keep your home and family safe. They will catch potential dangers like loose wiring and ensure proper energy efficiency. If you're considering selling, Gilmore Electric Express can make sure your home is inspection ready. Aggie-owned and operated, Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to GilmoreElectricExpress.com.
Make it a baker's dozen. Blue Baker has been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 13 years in a row. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner at any of our three College Station locations, or order your Blue Baker favorites online and have them delivered right to your door. Head to BlueBaker.com. Blue Baker, craft bakers serving custom eaters, now with easy online ordering and delivery at BlueBaker.com.
Hey, hey, 812. Good morning. Our weather, it's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Mixed clouds and sun continued hot for today, 94 to 98. A few clouds around during tonight and 74 to 78. Again tomorrow, 94 to 98, with a blend of sunshine and scattered clouds. Fair, warm at night, upper 70s. Mostly sunny, hot on Thursday. Temperature well up in the 90s to near 100. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, it's not raining, I don't think, any place in the state of Texas right now, unlike yesterday when over in the Piney Woods it was raining pretty hard. Just remember, dust from Africa, dust from Africa is coming this way. So
you got to cue me when you do that because I can play, you know, Toto's Africa.
Oh, we could do, you know, you're right. We could do that.
I miss the rains.
Yeah, we should have done that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they played here one time.
Really?
Yeah, played at G. Raleigh White.
Toto?
And, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, we, dude, we had some acts here. We did.
Apparently, yeah.
What was amazing was they played Africa, I don't know, probably 45 minutes into the set, and that place emptied out. They didn't, I mean, you know, they, Toto did some other music, but
yeah,
that's it. Everybody came to hear that.
It was bold of them to play it so early.
Yes, that's true. They didn't close with it, but anyhow, there you go. So this is a big surprise. Princeton Review, you know, comes out with their annual survey, and they talk to thousands of students about this stuff and their parents. So the students' top 10 dream colleges, this probably hadn't changed much in a long time.
Yeah.
Yale's number 10. Penn is number 9. Cal Berkeley is number 8. Princeton, 7. Columbia, 6. UCLA, number 5. Number 4 is New York University. And the top 3, MIT, Harvard, and Stanford.
So yeah.
There you are. And, you know, Stanford.
So we're going
like
to fire
Harvard.
John Sharp?
Because we're not in here. Now, you know, and I guess maybe that means that the Princeton Review is out, but I didn't see. I mean, normally they make sure we know a lot of stuff as soon as that rolls out so that you can find your university and see where it's, or your dream university and see where it's ranked. But I haven't seen anything else about it. We'll watch for that later on this week.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you ever feel like your wife loves the pet more than you, unfortunately, your instincts may be dead on. Rover.com conducted a survey among pet owners and revealed that 65% of dog moms and dads take more photos of their dog than they do their significant other. Half find it harder to... Look, the reason is the dog can look precious, sweet, and adorable. Husbands generally don't.
Well, husbands generally don't want to have their pictures taken.
That's
either.
That's also true. That is also true.
Mm-hmm.
However, and the thing is, they'll take pictures of their dog asleep and think they're cute. They'll take pictures of you asleep and go, look at that. Just look at that. They wait till you wake up so they can show it to you.
Right.
Just saying. Half find it harder to leave their pet than their partner. 56% greet the dog before they greet anybody else in their family.
I've heard that before.
Well, and part of it is because the dogs come to you, okay? The dogs come to you. They want that. Just... saying that's part of their upbringing. And by the way, in case you didn't know this, according to University of Nottingham in England, dogs go through a moody teenage phase just like humans do. I don't think it means that they're going to dress in black and start listening to Morrissey or anything like that. But anyhow, it hits them when they're about 8 months old. So how do they show it? Researchers say most owners report that previously learned commands are forgotten. Dogs become very impulsive and easily distracted, and their behavior becomes a bit erratic. But on the bright side, it does not last long, and they mature out of it pretty quickly. So just saying, that could possibly be it. Your dog is a teenager, too. All right, so they went and looked at parts of us that have changed as time has gone on through, if you will, the way that we have evolved from parts of our body not being used for the same reasons they were before.
Mm-hmm.
The appendix, common misconception that it was an organ that was used to digest raw meat. I thought that's where your fingernails and chewing gum went. You know, then you swallow.
Your appendix?
Exactly. Yeah. Actually, it was used in our plant chewing days.
Mm.
It would aid in the digestion of cellulose. And as the human diet changed, the organ stopped functioning and just not used. The tailbone, the coccyx, that's a set of fused vertebrae at the bottom of the spinal cord. This is another useless remain of our ancestral past. It's all that's left of our tails, which appeared back a long time ago, I guess, before we...
I didn't have a tail.
Yeah, I don't... Ear muscles. There are three ear muscles that are part of our ears and most likely made it possible for us to be able to move our ears independently of our heads like a dog or a cat does. We still have the muscles, and which is why most people can learn to wiggle their ears now.
Uh-huh.
They do that.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Darwin's point? Take your finger and
I'm looking at my finger.
I don't know where that finger's been. You take your finger and run it along the inner edge of your ear.
Okay.
Near the top, you'll notice a small piece of skin that's almost like a point, called Darwin's point. If you can't find it, don't worry, because not all humans still carry this. They believe that this, in fact, was the remains of a larger shape that helped focus hearing of distant sounds.
Huh.
While losing toes could be a problem walking for a while, we technically only need our big toe as a function to help keep our balance. Other toes are kind of there, but at one point they were used for actually grasping or climbing. And we don't climb very much anymore. And speaking of climbing, that's the palmaris muscle. This is a muscle that only 11% of humans still have. It's a long, narrow muscle that runs from the elbow to the wrist, and it's believed that it may be an important muscle for hanging and climbing.
Oh.
And if you need reconstructive surgery, sometimes this muscle might be harvested for that purpose.
I do have that Darwin's point, by the way,
in my
ear.
Oh, do you?
Ear.
Okay,
yeah.
See, and some people do and some people don't. Wisdom teeth. Despite what you may think, these teeth weren't totally useless, since early humans had to chew a lot of plants a long time ago. Another theory regarding wisdom teeth is that they were replacement teeth, as the others were lost or wore down. And finally, goosebumps. These are bundles of smooth muscle fibers that allow animals to puff up their fur to intimidate others. They also serve as a function of insulation when we had more body hair. While we still retain the ability, our lack of body hair actually makes the goosebumps useless. So.
Now they just alert people that we're scared.
That's it, or cold, or something like that. So a New Hampshire city has turned a herd of hungry goats to tame the vegetation at a closed landfill. Public Works Department in Keene, New Hampshire, brought in 30 goats to munch on grass and shrubs in a fenced-in landfill. They're joined by Enzo the dog, who is the dog's job to protect the goats from any potential predators. If I recall, I saw a story about this about 3 weeks ago, and it's made some city employees unhappy.
Oh, really?
Because they took their job.
Yeah, I mean, because that's a natural lawnmower.
Yep.
Otherwise, it'd be a person doing it.
That's true.
With a machine.
So there. The unions will take them out. Martin Kober had a painting hanging over his living room mantle for years, was sent to America in 1883 by a German baroness who gave it to her lady-in-waiting, who was Kober's great-great-grandfather's sister-in-law. Okay, again, baroness gave it to her lady-in-waiting, his great-great-grandfather's sister-in-law. In other words, somebody he never knew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Picture was of a dying Jesus. It was in good shape, once knocked down by a tennis ball, but then it was stored behind a couch. Turns out that it is an original lost Michelangelo. $325 million.
Wow.
Is that all?
Got knocked.
And Alice Cooper doesn't have that one.
No, it doesn't. Stored behind a couch. Can you imagine? Think of the things that could have happened to that thing.
If only I could find something like that behind my couch.
Oh, yeah. Reports of alligators wandering the streets in upstate New York might not be a hoax. Ryan Reynolds, who's the mayor of Whitney Point, posted an alligator warning to Facebook over the weekend.
So not Ryan Reynolds, the actor.
Not that okay. one, no.
And we're not near Darwin's Point.
Yeah, no. Says that reports of gators in the village have been coming in since Saturday night. Wait, this is going to steal this thunder of Shark Week.
I know, right?
We can't be doing this.
It's not Gator Week.
So far, nobody's been hurt. Thought of the sightings are of actually a single gator, which possibly has escaped. It's illegal to keep them as pets in New York State, well, so the owner could face charges.
Time to send Troy Landry and the Swamp People up north.
That's right. Yeah. Shoot him. Yeah.
Shoot him, Elizabeth.
See how they would do in New York.
And update on our little crash.
Oh, yeah.
It's been cleared.
Okay.
All lanes of Texas have reopened.
All right, the water leak.
Good.
Water leak is gone.
So we
away.
Still don't. I haven't gone to outages.
All right,
to
well,
see whether we have a power outage with the down power line. But
hey there.
Hey there. I hear Mr. Downs found an original Shipley's donut behind his couch.
may well be. I would have thought the cat would have eaten it by now.
It's worth $2.
Yeah, this is great. You know, it's cool to have a bunch of smart products in your house, like a smart TV or a smart thermostat or a smart fridge and a smart anything else. But unless you have the advanced tech skills to keep them secure, may not be smart. According to a cybersecurity firm, a casino just got hacked through their smart fish tank.
Ooh.
They did not reveal which casino, but they did say it was in North America. The smart fish tank was connected to the internet to automatically regulate the temperature and to feed the fish. But apparently, a group of hackers from Finland figured out that it wasn't secure, so they hacked into it, and they used that info to find the spot where there were other vulnerable areas in the casino's network that could get them real access. The security firm figured out what was going on before the hackers actually could get their second step through the process, and they were able to cut them out.
Wow.
But nonetheless, keep this in mind. It is neat to have a coffee pot or a ceiling fan or a whatever that you can control, but remember, you probably need to have a firewall by some sort of security.
The more smart things you bring into your home, the smarter you need to be about protecting yourself.
Exactly.
Earl, what's wrong? Why you look so sad?
It's my job, Jake. It's got me lower than a sow's belly. My boss down at the factory told me if I don't find a coating solution for a metal thingamajigs, I might as well clean out my locker.
Earl, all you've got to do is get your thingamajigs to Jackrabbit Powder Coating. They'll sandblast it, clean it, coat it, and send it out the door with a high-quality finish and quick turnaround.
I'll tell you what, one of these days I'm going to remember back static chowder voting.
Earl, you are something else. It's Jackrabbit Powder Coating, a company worth remembering.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Hobby Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Hobby Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over two decades. On Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:26. I guess we have to have a story about the big solar eclipse coming every day now so that we can be reminded of it. The hype is continuing to grow over next month's total solar eclipse. So now NASA, taking advantage of the excitement, by inviting everybody on in the eclipse path to contribute data about the solar event as citizen scientists. So, Bill, there you go. You could go up there and be a citizen scientist for
us. Do that.
Mashable.com says the GLOBE program, an educational initiative supported by NASA, has launched an app to encourage those along the path of the solar eclipse to help contribute their findings. They're looking for track temperature changes as the moon travels across the sun and the eclipse becomes visible across the country. You can register as a citizen scientist by downloading the free Globe Observer app and grabbing a thermometer. Also suggested by the information in the app, there'll be instructions on laying out how to record and submit information that you gather. There's something you can do regardless of how cloudy or clear the skies are. A NASA spokesperson said they want as many people as possible to help with the citizen project. You do buy-in that way. So you're invested. Total solar eclipse across North America happens Monday, August the 21st, in case you haven't heard. And, of course, that's right around the corner.
Less than a month away.
Exactly. All right. It's one day short of being exactly a month away. So do that. Calls to poison control centers in U.S. America over dietary supplements rose nearly 50% between the years of 2005 and 2012. Well, that's 5 years ago. Do we not have data that's more up to date than that?
We're not paying for that study, luckily, at least.
Yes, ABC News says that a majority of those calls involve kids being exposed to supplements. A new report published in the Journal of Medical Toxicology called for an increase in regulation by the FDA, please, for certain supplements that were associated with high amounts of toxicity. After coming through all the calls, combing through all the calls that were made to the Poison Control Center, over the seven-year period, 70% of the supplement exposure calls involved kids six and under. Guess what? If you put it real tall up there on a shelf, the kid can't get to it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to have them in your home, and, you know, whether you do or not, that's entirely up to you, but that probably would be a way to keep it from being a problem.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Barnes & Noble's being pushed to sell itself by activist investor Sandel Asset Management, which says the beleaguered bookseller could benefit from fresh investment. The Wall Street Journal says Sandel has recently started buying a stake in the bookstore chain and is already among its 10 biggest investors. The investor believes Barnes & Noble could attract a bid of more than $12 a share compared with the closing price yesterday of $7.10. Sony Pictures Entertainment has restructured its television production unit in the wake of two top executives departing last month to oversee Apple's push into creating original content. Three people will comprise a newly created Office of the President in charge of overseeing U.S. programming and production for parent Sony Corporation. Mercedes-Benz parent Daimler is investing in a Chinese self-driving startup in another instance of a Western automaker seeking out a Chinese partner to get a foothold in a challenging market. Crude oil sharply higher, trading at $47.07 a barrel. And that's Your Money Now.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections. It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
As Facebook and Google erect their multi-billion dollar offices, British police have been arresting a record number of pedophiles. But what does one have to do with the other? Kim Commando with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. British police are arresting 400 pedophiles every month. But now, British Police Chief Michael Barton is asking why the world's largest internet companies can't divert just a small portion of their profits away from their frenzy of building palatial mega offices and spend more on keeping illegal images of children offline. It's their responsibility, he says. But the companies say that their traffic is so high, they can't find all the images. Instead of simply collecting what the police say are eye-watering profits, why not channel a portion into solving this? Personally, I would love to hear the tech company's response to this very modest proposal to make the world a better place. After all, isn't that what they say they're trying to do? All the tech news is updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. When you order takeout, you're already starving. You find what you want, but after the tax, delivery fee, and tip, the cost of your meal doubles, and you still have to wait another 45 minutes for your food to arrive, so you just end up snacking. With HelloFresh, you can prepare and eat a home-cooked meal for less than $10 a plate, long before any overpriced takeout would arrive. Just go to HelloFresh.com. Pick out the recipes you want, and they're delivered directly to your doorstep every week in a special insulated box, along with easy-to-follow step-by-step instructions and full-color pictures. Each HelloFresh box includes fresh, seasonal ingredients that are perfectly portioned. No more wondering if you have the right amount, and no waste. Just delicious meals that you can make in 30 minutes or less. And for a limited time, you can get $30 off your first box when you go to HelloFresh.com/Kim, plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/Kim for $30 off. HelloFresh.com/Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
AW News Time, 27 minutes from 9. The temperature is 78. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news. Presented by Signature Care Emergency Center, treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is their signature. Visit ercare24.com. I'm Bill Oliver. A crash in College Station this morning also included a broken water main and a power outage affecting more than 60 customers. Power has been restored. No other information is available about the wreck on Texas in front of the Goodyear store between Harvey Mitchell and Deakin. College Station motorcycle cops have one fewer place to hide for the time being. For the last month, city crews have cleared out islands of crepe myrtle trees along Texas Avenue between University and George Bush. Marshall Wallace with the city says they're in the process of replacing the brick walls and foundations that surround the trees.
What the problem is those walls have been here for probably 15 years or more, and they've been hit so many times over these years. We're having a hard time finding replacement blocks for them, as well as the walls are just, they've been falling in, and we're having a hard time keeping them up.
Wall says the islands will be replaced with stones similar to what motorists see along Texas south of Harvey. The trees will be new trees implanted around November 1st. The month-long period to file for College Station and Bryan School Board and City Council in this November's election is underway. First two people to file for College Station Council are familiar names, Linda Harville seeking a full term after winning a special election last year. Former Councilman John Nichols seeking the position now held by Julie Schultz. Schultz and Blanche Brick completing their maximum two consecutive terms. One of two incumbents for College Station School Board did file for re-election. That is Michael Schaefer. one of two incumbents for the Bryan School Board. David Stansny filed yesterday. As for Julie Harlan, who was appointed last November to complete an unexpired term, she posted on her Facebook page she intends to run. Both incumbents for Bryan City Council filed on the first day, Greg Owens in single-member District 3 and Mike Sutherland in District 4. Sutherland also involved in the Bryan New Directions Political Action Committee, which is gathering petition signatures for 10 proposed changes to the city charter. Bryan School Board is spending the day at a local hotel. The special meeting, which began at 8 o'clock at the Bryan Best Western, started with a budget update, and that's supposed to be followed by goal setting with a consultant from the Texas Association of School Boards. The agenda also gives the board the option to meet in executive session. At the board's business meeting last week, there was considerable discussion before a unanimous renewal of a contract to the Bryan Police Department to continue school resource officers. Assistant Superintendent Amy Draw says there's no change to the number of SROs, but the eight officers will be deployed differently due to the district's new realignment.
We do want them to visit the 5-6 campuses on a pretty regular basis, so that eighth officer would be used for that, as well as our elementary schools would like some more frequent walkthroughs just to expose the kids to the police officers. The kids really enjoy it when they walk through the building.
Two SROs will continue at Bryan and Rudder High. One will be shared at collegiate and other alternative schools, and one will be at two middle schools. College Station City Councilwoman Julie Schultz has a message for the Texas legislature.
Back off. This legislative session was the most insane I've ever seen, and I've been going over there with the chamber for 10, 15 years.
On the Infomaniac, Schultz says state lawmakers need to change their focus to taking care of highways and other infrastructure. WTAW News Time, 23 minutes from 9, the temperature is 78. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More local news at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Mark your calendars. Friday the 28th and Saturday the 29th. Come out to ASAP Equipment's grand opening celebration. ASAP Equipment, College Station's only full-line steel dealer, will be offering special discounts for 2 days only on all steel trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. If you're needing to upgrade your handheld equipment, this special steel sale is the time to do it. 2 days only, Friday the 28th and Saturday the 29th. ASAP Equipment's located at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack. You can call us at 690-1106. That's 690-1106.
8:38. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Mixed clouds and sun continued hot for today, 94 to 98. A few clouds around during tonight and 74 to 78. Again tomorrow, 94 to 98, with a blend of sunshine and scattered clouds. Fear warm at night, upper 70s. Mostly sunny, hot on Thursday. Temperature well up in the 90s to near 100. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Time to talk to folks about things going on in the chamber. The handsome and witty, ever witty, Glenn Brewer here this morning.
Oh, he couldn't make it. I'm here today, but thanks to Gary. I was wondering when we were going to get some warm weather around here.
No, I know. Yeah,
it looks like it's on the way. Hang in there, folks.
Yeah, that's right. We've been wanting. Well, we were just talking about it. You know, I didn't know until I had watched the news, the KBTX news last night, that apparently there's dust coming over from Africa.
Ah.
Did you know that?
No.
See?
But wouldn't that block out the sun?
Well, it does. It makes the sun milky. That's that's why the sun looked so weird yesterday, and it will today. So it's warm and milky sun.
Well, we'll talk about our legislature in a minute. I'm sure there's a way to tax that, and we're going to get right on that.
Yeah.
You know, we have a bunch of different things coming up. This is kind of cool. The Chamber Fitness Challenge is one. We've always done this after the holidays. Now we're going to do it before the holidays. So you can go in there kind of guilt-free. It's been 12 weeks. This is only 6 weeks. That's kind of perfect for me. Registration August 14th. First workout is August the 21st. And we want teams of four. It's $165 a person. We can put an individual on there, Scott, if you want to.
Okay.
But if you guys want to get a team in there, it will allow you someone's asked me what the winner of the challenge gets.
Right.
I said, well, you get a new you.
That's right.
That's all you really need. But there'll be some awards
for
that,
too. Is any
of
this indoors or is it all outside?
You know, every single different – each one of the gyms has their own thing. And they're
okay.
all open. So you get free – a membership to all the gyms for those 6 weeks,
okay.
but everybody has their own way of doing things,
right.
so
right.
we'll see which one is the best.
Okay.
Some quick dates to throw at you. Leadership Brazos, one of the best leadership programs in the state.
Mm-hmm.
That application is due at the Chamber August the 7th by 5 p.m. That's a hard deadline. Applications are still online. We want everybody to apply for that. Business After Hours, August the 10th. This one's going to be at Atkinson Toyota, absolutely free. A lot of fun. We mm-hmm. want to see a bunch of people out there. And then Economic Outlook Briefing coming up on August the 30th. That's going to be an overview. We were talking about this earlier on the 85th legislature. Hopefully it will be over by then. Scott will be there, and we'll have our state senator and a couple of our representatives, and they'll be able to explain what all's been going on for the last
We hope.
we hope.
Yeah.
That's $35, and there'll be a delicious, I'm sure there'll be some chicken involved somewhere in the lunch. Wouldn't be a chamber. We didn't have ribbon cuttings.
Yep.
We got one today, Made in the Shade Aggieland at the chamber office at 4:30. Come by and see those guys. And then we have one Thursday. No shortage of scissors, because this is 4.0 cuts.
Oh,
that's
very
in
good.
The Northgate area celebrating their second anniversary. Come by their 101 Church Avenue. And then Monday at 10:30, people have been waiting for this. We're going to have a ribbon cutting at Hop Dottie Burger Bar.
Oh, yeah.
Century Court. So come on by, and you'll be the first person to try that. Deluxe ribbon cutting tomorrow, Holiday Inn and Suites Aggieland, 2500 Earl Rudder Freeway, or the East Bypass if you've been around a while like me.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Circle Platinum Member Spotlight. We do that every week. University Pediatric Association. Really appreciate those guys. If you want to learn directions or anything more what I was talking about, go to bcschamber.org or call us. We got a real live person that will answer the phone, 260-5200.
All right. Thanks for the time this
Thank
morning.
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, we always visit with the folks in the chamber on Tuesdays on WTAW. Time to talk about things going on at the Bush Library and Museum. And Dave's here today, and you got a new exhibit.
Well, it's the Legacy of Ranching exhibit, and we've had it just about from the beginning of the year, and it's going to go through January 7th. And it focuses on the history of ranching in Texas specifically. So it starts out with the Spanish land grants of the 1700s and goes all the way through today. And there's hundreds of different artifacts. They got a lot of interactive media, a lot of different displays. There's a lot of hands-on stuff for the kids. So it's kind of for adults and kids. You go through. There's a chuck wagon display right in the middle. So you see like the cowboys and how they lived in the wagon. And they even got this cow in there where it tells you where your meat comes from. And it doesn't say H-E-B on the cow. It just it actually says, like, hey, here's where the steak comes from and all that.
Okay.
But we are sponsored, you know, by H-E-B mm-hmm. and also a presidential sponsor, Capital Farm Credit, and A&M Animal Science. So, you know, thanks to all our sponsors. And we've gotten some great reviews out of it. People say they learned a lot. And, yeah, we're just hoping that, you know, the community can come out and see it. It's still the summertime, so people looking for something to do, come on down to the Presidential Library. You know, if you're a student, it's free. And if you're an adult, it's $9. It's not too expensive. Parking is free.
Uh-huh.
Let's tell you, parking is free.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, the flowers are looking great. The pond is looking beautiful.
Well, speaking of the pond and free, you still got a couple of movies that you're going to do before summer's over.
A couple of movies, yeah. We're in the summer film series. So August 25th, we're going to be showing the movie Flicka.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, 7 p.m., that's when the festivity starts. There's going to be bounce houses, games, other kind of rides there. And the food is catered. So usually, you know, hot dogs, hamburgers, yeah. Bluebell ice cream.
Okay.
Remember, this is all free, everybody.
There you go, right.
Popcorn, refreshment sponsored by Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
And then the movie starts at sundown. And then so that's August 25th is Flicka. September 15th is the movie Babe
okay.
with the little pig and
mm-hmm,
everything. So
sure.
that's a fun movie. And so we're hoping everybody can come out to that and see those movies.
Sure. Well, and we are coming up on the 20th anniversary. This is a really neat deal.
It really is. November will be 20 years since we've been in the community, since we opened, you know. And a lot of people, some people tell me they still remember. They were there.
I saw
the president.
I was
and all
there.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I heard it was great. I have photos, like aerial photos. It was pretty incredible.
Yeah.
So it's been 20 years. So November, once again, is a 20-year anniversary. And we have a new exhibit going up in the Presidential Library. And that's not finished yet. It's just starting. But people mm-hmm. can go in there and see it now. And it's just going to be kind of covering the last 20 years, right? Not like the last 20 years of exhibits, the last 20 years of events. And it's just kind of a summary of everything that we've done since we've been here. And I think it's going to be really special. And, talking about 20 years, that's also coinciding, or you know, with our 3 millionth visitor. We're coming to 3 million people have come here. And, we're looking at around maybe the end of the year sometime, around October. We're estimating, but, this year has been really, we've really gotten a spike of visitation. So it might be sooner. So I'll be talking about some of the special things that are going to be surrounding the 20th anniversary and the 3 millionth visitor. It's pretty exciting. Details are coming to fruition right now. So we'll talk about it more maybe next time I come on the radio.
Sure.
But just wanted to let the community know these are going to be some really big events, and we're going to be giving the 3 millionth visitor. We're going to be giving away some really nice things to them.
Well, looking forward to that. So if they want some more information about everything,
They can go to bush41.org.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of that information on our website. And or they can call us at 979-691-4000.
All right. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
We may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold at Tom Light's Chevrolet. Now save 26% on new 2017 Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition.
26% in total savings.
Choose from a big selection. But hurry, we may be overstocked,
but we won't be undersold.
All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings include factory incentives of $91.68 and dealer discounts of $27.50. Stock number 6253. See dealer for details.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Hey, good morning. About 12 minutes till. News Talk 1620, WTAW. Two men, Connecticut, caught allegedly trying to buy drugs from the police station. They were in the police station. Hartford police say an officer was leaving the police station Sunday when the men asked if he could sell them some cocaine.
Why gotta say, I haven't. Gotta say, I haven't noticed that on any arrest reports here.
No, they allegedly told the police officer they just needed some cash fast, so the officer pointed them toward the lobby of the police station.
Doesn't this happen on a fairly regular basis?
Yes.
Don't we get this story about selling drugs to the cops somehow?
Yeah, or like demanding your drugs back from the cops after they take them from you. Yeah.
Well, and then there's the one about, you want to get somebody killed, and you end up invariably talking to an undercover police officer.
Yeah.
How stupid is that? All right, so Mr. Downs is here.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi. Fine, thank you. How do you do?
By the way,
Chelsea's voice dropped.
Yeah. Chelsea's not here.
Oh.
I don't know if you noticed that or
not. Oh, son of a gun.
So
I guess her voice didn't drop.
She got a chance to watch the Rangers lose in air-conditioned comfort.
Yeah.
As opposed to being
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lily asked me where she was, and I said, well, I asked her, and I don't remember.
Yeah.
So it must have been really cool. But
T-minus 21 hours, y'all have her back.
Yeah.
She went to the Chip Howard suite at the something, Rangers game or something. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
60 years ago, the baby boom peaked at 4.3 million babies being born. That means that more boomers than ever 60 years ago. That means that more boomers than ever are becoming sexagenarians at a rate of about 491 an hour. So that's a lot.
Can you say that on the radio?
Well, yeah, if I say it real fast.
It sounds a lot more fun than it probably really is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, for the most part, people in the U.S. prefer to tiptoe past that 60th birthday because they don't want anybody to know that they're actually 60. Among the best possible gifts for the 60th birthday, according to an AARP survey, was that people forget that I'm 60.
What could it have been a Wired survey or
something like that? No, it's
Mother Jones survey. It has to be AARP.
Because it's old people.
The other people said that they forget that they're 60.
Yeah, what?
Did you know that the International Space Station is the most expensive thing that has ever been built? It cost $150 billion.
Hmm.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
Congress runs through that, don't they? I mean, they burn through that amount of money.
They spend it
on numerous things, though, so spread it around.
Yeah, I guess.
So now,
that
seems
like an expensive thing, but I can't. There's got to be something more expensive. I don't know.
I'm not sure. It does seem
a thing.
A project.
Whatever.
Like maybe those toothpicks.
We could do. Yeah, we could say anything about anything. Go ahead. It's a morning show on a radio station, so it's fine.
Do you realize that, you know, there has been more plastic that has been pumped into the ocean than, what do you want to say? Would you like to say?
Than 6,000 great blue whales.
Yeah, we could say 6 trillion pounds of plastic is floating in the ocean somewhere.
The entire islands of Hawaii are made of plastic, molten plastic.
Because you heard it on the radio.
Yeah.
Now, see, with Bill here, though, this does bring a different angle to the show in that, now, Bill, are you Star Wars or Star Trek?
First two Star Wars movies only.
Oh, okay.
But
all right.
Not a Star Trek person.
Do you hate space?
Final frontier. The first few movies, not really into the TV show.
Yeah. That's that's fine. But because Mr. Downs is a Star Trek person.
And I'm trying to respect that.
Yeah. The bit is called Things I Hate About Star Trek.
Oh, I have a list too. Yeah. So, what have we got here?
Number one.
Yeah. One more time because the HD's off. There we go.
Because after
all... Hold on,
all,
my door's open.
Yeah, you can't walk 3 feet in a starship without the swooshing and screeching of the doors. And
they all sound exactly the same.
Well, and think if the door to your office was that way. I mean, it'd drive you friggin' nuts by the end of the day.
Yes.
But,
yes, it would, yeah.
That's fine. So, number two.
I kind of think it's cool, though.
Lack of seat belts.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah. I mean, the first...
They tossed Captain Kirk and Picard. They tossed them from left to right.
That's it. I mean, the first time that happens, there's an explosion and somebody gets flying across the screen. You go, wait a minute, you probably ought to have...
They didn't go through all that Starfleet training to have to wear seat belts.
And nobody ever went through the windshield of the Enterprise.
That's also true.
Well, see, that's actually a thing. Have you ever thought... No, I know you haven't, but... Some people, after the first show, they said, you know, we're going from sitting still to like 20 times the speed of light, and nobody is being smushed into grape jelly or strawberry jelly in the back of the spaceship.
Yeah.
So how can we fix this? Called them inertial dampers. They dampen the inertia. So every now and again when you hear that the inertial dampers are failing.
Okay.
And
now
so, but anyway... Obviously, they're not working great because they still throw them around the spaceship all day long. Yeah.
Next thing, every time there's a power shortage, the various stations and consoles explode in this shower of sparks.
Yeah.
So how about somebody going someplace and getting some new fuses, right? Just save that.
That is a sparky control board.
It is.
Yeah.
And finally, peon deaths. Here's a quiz for you. Kirk, Spock, McCoy, and Barney get beamed down. Who's not coming back?
The guy in the red shirt.
That's exactly right. So I thought that was that. So did you have any other things that annoy you about Star Trek?
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of stuff. Until they finally decided that maybe there might be something to this Star Trek thing.
Yeah.
For example, star dates. They made up numbers
the first couple
of years. Yeah. Then after a while, somebody figured out, well, we probably need to come
keep
up with what this actually is. Can we figure out how to translate these random six numbers here?
If the 18th episode is thus and so date, then the next one needs to be somewhere farther down.
There's
going to
be some guy in his mom's basement going, that was 365 star years afterwards, and it's not the same.
Caller.
Yes, I saw the other day that they made a Bluetooth device that looks like a Star Trek communicator. I thought that was pretty neat.
Wow. Seen one of those, Ben?
Yes, called an iPhone. Actually, it's like your flip phone.
It is. Yeah, really. The flip phone looks a lot like the communicator. That's right.
That was the ultimate squeaky noise ever.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
When they flip it open.
Yeah. But still.
Captain's log.
Yeah. Exactly. But
look,
still.
There was all kinds of stuff that
I love it.
Irritated me in Star Trek, but that's okay. I'm fine. Yeah. It was a good show. I like it.
The thing was, you needed to know there were stagehands back there with ropes.
Did you know that when they redid it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. If you see it now on BBC America or CBS or any of those things, they completely redone. It's all new prints, and they went back through and they found the original stuff, original film, and cleaned everything up. And none of the special effects survived.
Uh-uh.
So if you're watching it right now, they remade all of the 1960s special effects.
Really?
Yeah, and every now and again, there'll be a little something there that they threw in the 21st century just to let you know that we've tidied up. But all the special effects shots had to be rebuilt because they couldn't, they couldn't rebuild them.
Technology had actually gone too far.
They cleaned the film like with a cloth?
Yeah. At Zorneman Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces and graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions. Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
Attention, City of Bryan residents. The single stream recycling program you've been asking for is finally here. The program allows you to place your recyclables in one container for bi-weekly collection by Brazos Valley Recycling for only $9.95 per month or $5.95 per month when 50% of your street participates. No bags or sorting required. Visit BrazosValleyRecycling.com to get started.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. I think we did a pretty good job of informing you today of just different things that are out there. For instance, Microsoft Paint is going to be dead soon.
RIP.
And I just finished doing two screenshots with Paint.
Rest in Paint. Yeah.
We can still do. In the depths of the ocean, life can extend far beyond its usual limits. Take the tube worm, Ascarpia laminata.
Sure, one of those.
Sure. Living in an environment with a year-round abundance of food and no predators, the worms can live well over 300 years. Some may be 1,000 years old.
Wow.
The tube worms look like oversized plastic straws with delicate pink flower at one end. I'm sure we've seen National Geographic. They've probably taken pictures of it and shown us. Anyway, there are sea worms that can live to be 1,000 years old. And it was on this date in 1999 in Bath, England, fragments of a man's false teeth were found in his windpipe 8 years after he thought he had lost them in a traffic accident. Mike Russell had suffered severe breathing difficulties for years.
I bet.
Until doctors found that his four front teeth still attached to the dental plate were wedged to the entrance of his right lung. Amazingly enough, After the 10-minute procedure to remove them, he could breathe a whole lot better.
I bet.
Just letting you know. And don't forget, the NFL preseason begins on August the 3rd and college football season on August 26th. Bill, thanks for sitting in, buddy.
You're welcome.
WTAW College Station, Brian.